Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
On the night of July 19, during his patrol shift, Sergeant Saida spotted a vehicle drifting out of its lane. This very moment marked the beginning of an unpredictable, intense situation.
Okay. Ava, so we're in the back of your seatbelt. Just shut up the car for me. You want to step out? Turn around. Turn around, face me. Where does Pitcher go back for me? It's up with a TBI, traumatic brain injuries?
No.
No? She's wearing eye contact?
Wait, what?
Eye contact? Like, you wore eye contact?
Eye contact? Yeah.
Hard or soft?
Soft.
Or hard?
Yeah, soft.
Or soft? Okay. You have any type of physical injury that can hinder you from walking in a straight line?
No, I don't.
You're standing on one leg for a very short period of time?
No, I don't.
Okay. All right. See this tip of my pen right here?
Mm-hmm.
I want you to follow the tip of my pen with your eyes only. Your head staying still. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
You have any questions about my instructions?
No.
Keep your hands down.
At first, the girl firmly denied drinking alcohol, but just a few seconds later, she admitted the truth. The girl was asked to perform field sobriety tests right there on the spot. Like this video if you also want to know the truth behind the wheel.
Are you comfortable walking in those shoes?
Yes.
Are you comfortable walking in those shoes?
Yes.
Now, I want you to imagine a straight line. In front of your left foot. Imagine a straight line in front of your left foot. As wide as a duct tape.
Okay.
About 2 inches wide. Okay?
So imagine straight?
Huh? No, not yet. I want you to imagine a straight line in front of your left foot. Now I want you to place your right foot in front of your left foot, heels touching toes. Put your arm to your sides. Heels touching toes, just the way I'm standing. Put your arm to your side. Now I want you to stay in that position. Okay? Stay in that position, do you understand? Okay, when I tell you so, you'll be taking 9 heel toe step. Okay, 9 heel toe step, looking exactly like this. 1, 2, 3, all the way to number 9. Once you get to your 9th step, you're gonna leave your front foot planted, using your rear foot to take a small series of steps. You turn yourself right back around. Once you turn around, you take another 9 heel toe step, looking exactly like this. 1, 2, 3, all the way to number 9. Okay.
Can I put socks on instead of these shoes?
Do you have socks?
I do.
Are you going to try to walk barefoot?
Barefoot?
With socks on?
With socks, yeah. Have some socks. We just came from Poland.
Right. Where's your socks at?
They're in my purse, man. Okay. Thank you. Yeah, I'll do it.
No, not yet, not yet. So I'm going to re-explain this, okay? Since you got the socks on, I'm going to re-explain the instructions to you, okay? So imagine a straight line in front of your left foot. Go ahead and place your feet together. Arm to your sides. Imagine a straight line in front of your left foot. Now I want you to place your right foot in front of your left foot, heels touching toes. Arm to your side. I want you to stay in that position until I tell you otherwise. You understand? When I tell you so, you need to take a 90 heel toe step. 90 heel toe step looking exactly like this. One, two, three. All the way to number 9. Once you get to a 9 step, you're going to leave your front foot planted using your rear foot to take a small series of steps. Turn right back around. Once you turn around, you do another 9 heel toe step. Looking exactly like this. 1, 2, 3, all the way to number 9. It's very important that you look down at your feet, with your arm to your side, counting each step out loud. Once you begin the test, you may not stop the test unless you have completed the test. Do you understand?
Yes, sir.
Do you have any questions?
No.
As of right now, you have 0 step. You may begin. Go ahead and place your feet together. When I tell you so, with the foot of your choice, you're going to lift it approximately 6 inches off the ground, okay? 6 inches off the ground, so toes pointed out, foot parallel to the ground, arm to the side. You'll be counting out loud, okay? You can go 1,001, 1,002, 1,003, so on and so forth until I tell you to stop.
Oh, okay.
You're going to keep going, you're going to keep counting, so on and so forth until I tell you to stop, okay? All right, you understand my instruction? Do you have any questions? Which foot are you going to lift off the ground? Your right foot?
Yes.
Okay. All right, whenever you're ready, you may begin.
1001, 1002, 1003, 1004, 1005, 1006, 1007, 1008, 1009, 1010, 1015, 1016, 1017, 1018, 1019, 1020, 1021, 1022, 1023, 1024, 1025, 1026.
You can stop.
Yes.
Okay. Hey,
sir,
how do our PBT?
What's that?
It's a portable breath test. Device.
For what?
It's completely voluntary. Say yes or no. Based on your driving behavior, you're stepping on the machine, the curb, and you're admission to drinking alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I'm asking. Would you be able to submit to a portable breath test device?
So it's a yes or no if I want to or not?
Completely voluntary.
No, thank you.
Okay. So what's the highest of level education you completed?
I'm about to be in 11th grade.
You know your ABC?
Yeah.
And you know your numbers?
Yes.
Okay. So I want you to count backwards, okay? Count backwards, starting with the number 72, and then a 51.
72, 71, 70, 89, 80, 79, 70, 80, 70, 76, 75, 74, 73, 72. 71, 70, 69, 68, 67, 66, 65, 64, 63, 62, 61, 60, 59, 58, 57, 56, 55, 54, 53, 52, 51, 50. You said 52, right?
So I need you to recite the alphabet, starting with the letter I, ending at Q.
I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, or Q.
Okay. All right.
Sorry.
Okay, Ava. You want to turn around, put your hand behind your back?
Why am I getting
addicted? You're being arrested for a DWI.
Arrested?
Yeah.
So I did everything that you asked
Yeah, based on my observation of your driving behavior and my observation of the crew I observed, just based on your performance, you're being under arrest for a DWI.
Have they been
making any calls
tonight?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Completing the FSTs, she was asked to take a portable breath test, but surprisingly, she refused. She was quickly placed under arrest and taken to the station. There, the breath test results showed her blood alcohol concentration was over the legal limit.
All right, we're going to walk back this way. You have a phone with you? That's in the car?
Yeah. Huh? In the car, yes.
Okay. All right, I'm going to grab your sandals real quick for you to wear it, okay?
I really do understand that, but
okay.
My phone fell, and I was trying to get it, but, like, you don't understand, like, what's going to happen whenever I go home.
You don't understand driving under the influence of
speed
alcohol, you could kill somebody.
I do understand that, but I live right there, like, in Northern Meadows.
Northern Meadows, that is a long way for you to go.
It's
a good thing I stopped you before you even got further.
Can you just please let me go home?
No, it doesn't work like that. You don't work like that, okay?
I know, and I understand that.
You want to open your mouth for me? Your tongue? Open it up. Okay. Listen to me, I'm about to tell you something important. You are under arrest for DWI. The Mexico and Pakistan Act require you to submit your breath test to determine the alcohol content of your blood. After you take our test, you have the right to choose an additional independent test. If you choose to take this additional independent test, you have the right to a reasonable opportunity to arrange for a physician, a licensed nurse, or a laboratory technician, or a technologist who is employed by a hospital or physician of your own choice to perform an additional chemical test. The cost of this additional test will be paid by the law enforcement agency. Do you agree to take our test?
Can you repeat it again? Wait, like, I just... What's the test for? To see if I have alcohol?
It's a chemical breath test. I'm reading you the name that's going by and said that.
Whatever
listen to me, I'm about to tell you something important. You are under arrest for DWI. Then the Mexico Implied Consent Act require you to submit to a breath test to determine the alcohol content of your blood. After you take our test, you have the right to choose an additional independent test. If you choose to take this additional independent test, you have the right to a reasonable opportunity to arrange for a physician, a licensed nurse, or a laboratory technician, or a technologist who is employed by a hospital or a physician of your own choice to perform an additional chemical test. The cost of this additional test will be paid by the law enforcement agency. Do you agree to take our test?
So, what's the test for?
Do you agree to take our test?
No, I don't.
Okay. I cannot force you to take our test, but if you refuse, you will lose your New Mexico driver's license or non-resident operating privilege for 1 year. If you are convicted in court of driving while under the influence, you may also receive a greater sentence because you refuse to be tested. Do you understand?
So, if I don't take it, my license gets taken away from me.
Again, I cannot force you to take our test, but if you refuse, you will lose your New Mexico driver's license with a non-resident operating privilege for 1 year. If you are convicted in court of driving while under the influence, you may also receive a greater sentence because you refuse to be tested. Do you understand?
I don't understand.
What part of you don't
understand? I've never been pulled over before. Like, I don't. If you can explain it to me in more detail, please, like what it is and what you're asking for.
I'm reading what the New Mexico Impact Consent Act is required. This is the New Mexico Impact Consent Advisory. Do you agree to take our chemical breath test?
The breathalyzer?
This is pretty much what it is, the chemical breath test.
If you want to.
It's not up to me. It's up to you.
Okay, but I don't understand. If I don't, then my license gets taken away. That's what you're saying.
I cannot force you to take our test, but if you refuse, you will lose your New Mexico driver's license or non-resident operating privilege for 1 year. If you are convicted in court of driving while under the influence, you may also receive a greater sentence because you refuse to be tested. Do you understand?
No.
What part you don't understand? So is that a no, or you don't want to turn me to a chemical breath test?
Okay, so what's going to happen if I do take it, and what's going to happen if I don't?
I can't tell you unless it's a yes or a no. All I need is a yes or a no.
So you're just asking me to take a breathalyzer?
So this is what the chemical breath test, this is the breath test advisor I'm giving you to.
Okay.
This is an MS score. I can send it back. See what I mean? It's a breath test advisory. That's mm-hmm. what I'm reading to you.
Mm-hmm.
You want me to read it to you again?
No, I don't. I said no.
So you're not going to take our test?
No.
Cool.
I'm doing test.
Where's your phone at?
Can I go
spend money in the club? I was on Santolino.
In the
boy, in Mexico. Boy, in Paul, boy. Boy,
in
Paul.
The what?
In the front seat somewhere.
Front seat? What kind of phone is it?
13 Pro Max.
iPhone? Where's your friend's phone? That's her purse?
This is my purse.
Okay.
This one.
Does she have a wallet in here?
Let me get it. She has her card, but not like an actual. Yeah. Did you want the card?
No. Is that her purse?
Yeah.
Okay. Just gonna put this in there so mom and dad can have it. Is mom on the way or dad? Mom?
Or for me or for her?
Yeah,
I have no idea.
Okay.
They said, they called and they said that they're on the way, but I don't know. Sure.
I have the phone right here.
Can I have my phone?
You get your drink. I'll let you use it.
But I can't have my jacket.
Hey, McLaughlin, can you go to the other side?
And what about the car keys?
Your car?
Yeah.
Your mom or your dad's on the way to pick it up.
But the car keys, you're going to have them?
Your parents can have it.
But they're not here right now.
Thank you. You're on a record.
City Lincoln 189.
Yep. Appreciate you.
Huh?
You look out? No, not on me. You're gonna walk through that door over there. Are you gonna make your first right? And you gotta go to that door to your right. And you gotta go to the left. So I know you already said no when I read the Mexico Implied Consent Advisory, Implied Consent Advisory to you from a card. But this is what it is, what I read to you. So you can follow along, okay? Listen to me, I'm about to tell you something important. You are under arrest for DWI. And the Mexico Implied Consent Act requires you to submit to a breath test to determine the alcohol content of your blood. After you take our test, you have the right to choose an additional independent test. If you choose to take this additional independence test, you have the right to a reasonable opportunity to arrange for a physician, a licensed nurse, or a laboratory technician or technologist who is employed by a hospital or a physician of your own choice to perform an additional chemical test. The cost of this additional test will be paid by the law enforcement agency. Do you agree to take our test?
So if I take it and I pass it...
Pass what?
Isn't it
this is all about what you agree to say. Yeah, whether you agree to submit to a chemical breath test. That's all what it is. That's what this is.
Okay, but you're arresting me for
DWI.
DWI, so...
It's a yes or no.
Do you need it or not?
It's a yes or no. All I need is a yes or no.
Yes.
So you do want to submit to a chemical breath test. Because I know you said no at first.
Okay, but I don't get the difference between yes or no. Like, I don't... If you already suspected it and you're already arresting me, what's...
It's a yes or a no. Whether you agree to take our test, it's a yes or a no. Answer it. That's all I need.
Yes, then.
Okay. Because I'm giving you every opportunity to submit to a chemical breath test, but...
But I don't know whether to take it or not. Like, I've never been in a situation before. Like, I don't know... what the difference between taking it or not will do. And that's what I'm trying to ask you.
Whether you take it or not? So
yeah. Whether... Okay, what's going to happen? What I'm asking is, what's going to happen if I take it? And what's going to happen if I don't?
You're still on arrest for DWI.
Okay, then what's the point of taking it?
To submit to a chemical breath test. If okay. Whether you agree to take it or not. But you're still going to be arrested for DWI. That's the charge.
No.
Okay. Sorry, I got a no. I cannot force you to take our test. But if you refuse, you will lose your medical driver's license or non-resident operating permit for 1 year. If you are convicted in court of driving while under the influence, you may also receive a greater sentence because you refuse to be tested. Do you understand?
Okay.
That means if you're convicted. Right now, you're being arrested for the DWI, right?
Okay, so and then can you read me if yes?
There's no yes.
If I do.
So if you agree to take the test and you say yes, then I'm going to go forward with that registry and hire 1,000 machine on you.
Okay. Is there another thing for yes?
No.
You can read off.
Whether you agree to take the test, yes or no. There's not any other option for whether there's another option for whether you agree to take the test. If you agree to take a test, I'm going to administer the machine on you, which you're going to submit to, which you agree to submit to a chemical breath test.
Okay, but if I don't take it, then my license gets taken away for a year. And then if I do, then what's going to happen?
If you do...
You're going to see the results, and then what?
Either way, you're being charged with DWI.
Yeah, I understand that. But what I'm not understanding is the difference between yes and no. Like, if I...
I just told you what the difference between yes and no. No was what I just read to you.
Okay, yes, and you're saying that my license is going to get taken away if I don't take it. And I just asked you, if I say yes, then what's going to happen? And you're not telling me that.
What happens,
I just told you.
Yeah, what happens with this is if you go into there, you get charged based on somewhat what comes out of that, okay?
Okay.
Unless there's other things going on, like drugs.
Okay, then yes, if you're... Thank you for explaining it to me, yes, then yes.
Okay. I'm going to stand up. Walk toward me. I want you to blow into that tube. Take a deep breath. Blow into the tube just like you're blowing a balloon. Same thing, deep breath, blow into the tube just like you're blowing a balloon. All right, have a seat real quick.
So I'm allowing you to use your phone, okay? Stand up for me. I'm going to turn around. Release his hand to go ahead and lean forward at the waist. Lean forward at your waist. Lean forward. Put your hand on top of your head. Put your hand on top of your head. Okay. Alright, we're gonna take your shoes off. Yeah. Place your shoes in a box. Set it on top of your shoes. You have any jewelry in your tongue or anything like that? Since you already took it off?
Sanitizer?
Yeah.
Do you have anything to sanitize?
I don't have sanitizer, but I recommend you get sanitizer before you put it back on. You're going to get an infection.
I think it'll close if I don't
put it back on. Okay.
I have like soap and water and I think.
Wait, if you want to hold on to it and put it on the house, at the house when you get there.
With a back result of 0.09% at just 16 years old, the girl now faces charges not only for driving under the influence under the zero tolerance law, but also for underage alcohol consumption and traffic violations. Penalties can include a license suspension of up to 6 months, or fines ranging from $300 to $500. For repeat offenses, the punishment is harsher, up to a one-year license suspension, probation, or even short-term jail time. What do you think of this case? Leave a comment, and don't forget to like, share, and subscribe for more tense situations like this.